Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good morning, saints of God. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. Today is Tuesday, the third day of May, 2022. This is awesome to be able to get together once again, to be able to pray, intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. It's awesome that we are in different places, but we're able to be in agreement with God and with each other. We realize the Word of God tells us that one can put away 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And when we touch and agree, we know that we can see things happen. We ask, we receive, we seek, we find, and we knock, and the doors are open. So we're grateful today for doors that are being opened because of what we believe God to do. So I'm going to just get started this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless your name, God, and we just glorify your name, oh, Father. I'm going to see if our Sister Gladys and Sister Marie are available to pray to get us started today in prayer. Amen. Would you let me know?
Amen. Sister Gladys, Marie, I'm available to pray.
Okay. All right. We'll ask Sister Gladys to go first, and then Sister Marie, if you will pray after her, and then we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now, God, this third day of May, for this hour of power of prayer. Minister Darlene Bandage is the minister over this ministry, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, and come to together this morning to give thanks and give honor to God for all that he has done for us, that he is doing for us this morning. And this is something that's been on my mind to say, to encourage, to uplift everyone this morning. The closer that we get to God, the more that he will reveal things to us. And I'm always asking God to reveal to me, show me, things that I don't really know that's on the inside of me. And this is from, like, emotional damage. And so I was just reading, you know, in his word about, you know, the emotional damage. I thank him for the peace that surrounds my mind in Christ, at my mind and spirit, and that, you know, we ask God for his forgiveness. Hallelujah. Forgive me, Holy Spirit. Forgive me. Thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I repent, you know, that we repent from everything that's not like God. And that God began to start showing me myself earlier this week and stuff about emotional damage. And that we do not have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And a lot of times, or all the time, fear will stop us dead in our tracks, keep us from getting the blessings that God wants us to have. So I wanted to encourage each and every one this morning that, you know, that we go to God and we ask him for forgiveness today in the name of Jesus, that fear does not belong, you know, in God's vocabulary, you know, at all, as us being the saints of God. And we do not have a spirit of fear, but a power mind, love, and a sound mind, and that we are carriers of God's anointing, and we renounce the load of extra burdens, undue stress, heaviness, and unforgiveness, resentments, bitterness, envy, or strife in our hearts. Hallelujah. These things are displaced by his yoke, and it is easy, and because we walk in divine release and relief, unlimited forgiveness, the sweetness of joy, and the flow of the Holy Ghost is in our life. So we take off the spirit of the garment of heaviness, and we put on the garment of praise, And we thank you, God, for you have not appointed us to mourn or be covered with spiritual ashes, but we put on the beautiful ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, and we are a tree of righteousness, and our roots run deep in the soil of your love. So our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and because we are rooted and grounded in love, of cannot be infiltrated by foreign spirits that bring gloom and doom. So I ask God, hallelujah, to search me, and anything that was not right, you know, within me, take it out and strengthen me. And I realized that I was, you know, just some things that where I was hurt, and it takes a while, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, it takes God and God alone to heal that void, to heal that hurt and that pain. And we got to let that go and let God begin to start, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, healing us from the inside out in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Because if we are trees of righteousness, and we got to be set the example as God set for us to set, because people are watching our lives in the name of Jesus. And if we want God to do anything for us, we got to we ask, and I ask for forgiveness, hallelujah, and I ask in the name of Jesus that God cleanse me from all unrighteousness, renew a right spirit within me this morning, take not that Holy Spirit away from me, restore, renew, replenish, revive, refresh, hallelujah, 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 Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let things go, and that I didn't realize that I was still holding on to, in the name of Jesus. So I'm being transparent this morning in the name of Jesus, to know, and that hallelujah, that hallelujah, that I had situations and stuff in my life, and I ask God for forgiveness, and we need to release anything in the name of Jesus that and ask God for things that we don't know that's on the inside of us, because I did have that. And I'm speaking for me this morning, and everybody else can speak for themselves. But I know, hallelujah, that there were some things, hallelujah, hallelujah, that there's some things that in me that I have forgotten. So I just thank God for the victory, you know, in the name of Jesus over this, hallelujah, that I found out, you know, that it was. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my past, all traumatic experiences, haunting memories, closet skeletons, hushed secrets, abuses, rejection, demons that grew up with me, lies from the enemy, negative words spoken over me, and incidents that seeded roots of negativity in my life are covered with the blood of Jesus and judged by God. And every trespassing spirit, I mean, agent assigned against my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical well-being is cast out of the perimeters of my bloodline in Jesus' name, that we are whole from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. And every spirit assigned through generational, associational, or incantation to us and our families is commanded to be dismantled from assignment and allegiance. And if we, you know, true with ourselves and stuff like that, we need to ask God to search us and see if there's anything that's hindering our walk with him in the name of Jesus. So I wanted to share that this morning with my brothers and sisters in Christ, because I am a servant, and we are here to serve each other, to uplift each other, to encourage one another in the name of Jesus. So I thank God, hallelujah, that he's showing me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I just wanted to share that with each and every one of you this morning, that we search ourselves to see if we're in the faith like we need to be in Christ Jesus. So I just thank God in the name of Jesus that he loved me enough and that I love him enough to speak it out, to search myself, hallelujah, to examine myself to see if I'm really where I say I am in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, and expose the hidden and the unseen things that I don't know about that was residing within me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we all come to you, Heavenly Father, agree with one another, Lord, and praying in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we come to you humbling ourselves, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, putting you first early this morning. All during the day, each and every day, putting you first in our life, Lord. But you are ahead of our life, Lord. Lord, we look for you, Lord, and depend on you, Lord, for everything, Heavenly Father. Father, we stand on your promises, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for being faithful, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we are praying for those that's out there right now that may be crying out to you, Heavenly Father, for whatever situation they may be in, whatever they may be going through, Lord. Lord, we're just asking you right now to answer their cry no matter what their situation is, Lord, whatever they're crying out to you for, Heavenly Father. Answer their cry, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are having surgery this morning, this day, Lord. Whatever time they're having surgery, wherever they may be in the United States, out of the country, Lord. Lord, be with them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, be their doctor as the earthly doctor is doing surgery, Lord. Oh, touch his mind, touch the doctor's mind, his thought, Lord. Give him wisdom, Heavenly Father. That everybody that's having surgery today have a well-done job, Lord. Let them come out with flying colors, Lord, and give them a speedy recovery, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that's out there on the street that's homeless, Heavenly Father, that have no place to stay, Lord. Lord, especially those that are out there on the street by force and not by choice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we're praying for little children, Lord, that's out there suffering, Heavenly Father, that's suffering. That's in homes, the homes that are hungry, Lord. Oh, those that are being left by themselves, unattended, Lord, for whatever reason they are left at home, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that own drugs, Lord, whatever drug it might be. Lord, if they're on drugs, Lord, just deliver them, Lord. Even if those on drugs don't want to be off drugs, but they got family members that are going through things, worried about them, Lord, and praying for them, and other people praying for them, Lord. If they don't want to be off drugs, you can change their heart, Lord. You can renew their mind, Lord. We're asking that you just touch them, Lord. Heal them, deliver them, Lord, from those drugs, Lord, so they can have a better life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we're praying for the backsliders, Heavenly Father, those that have backslid, Lord. Lord, put someone in their path and give them a word that they come back to you, Lord. For you are our Savior, Heavenly Father, and we worship you, Heavenly Father. Father, right now we just pray that you continue giving us grace and mercy, Lord, and storing wisdom and more wisdom in our minds, Lord, our thoughts, Heavenly Father. Father, help us to continue making good choices, and those who really making bad choices, Lord, help them to make good choices, Lord. Renew their minds, Lord. Oh, those that need their hearts softened, Lord, soften their hearts. Those that need their hearts healing, Lord, heal their hearts, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for strength for those who are weak. We're praying for patience for those who don't have patience, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for wisdom for those who don't have wisdom, Lord. We're praying for peace for those who don't have peace, Lord. For those that are confused, Lord, we pray that you touch them, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for healing for those that need healing, Lord. We're praying for those that have arthritis, Heavenly Father. Those that are bipolar, Lord. Those schizophrenic, Lord. Those with major depression or just depression, Lord. Those with high blood pressure, Lord. Those with diabetes, Heavenly Father. Whatever, Lord, those with Alzheimer's and whatever is overtaking their body, Lord, we praying, Lord, for deliverance, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We praying for financial blessings, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you open the windows of heaven and pour out miracles and blessings on us, Heavenly Father, on a continual basis, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we asking that you just do things for us, Lord, that need to be did, that we don't know need to be done, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you to move in our life even when we don't ask, Lord. A lot of times we don't know what to ask for, but you know everything, Heavenly Father. You know every hair on our head, number of hairs on our head, Lord. So we just ask you, Lord, to guide our feet, Heavenly Father. Be with us every step that we make and every breath that we take, Heavenly Father. Lord, work for in our life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for marriages, Heavenly Father. Father, you know marriages that's out there, Lord, that's on the verge of breakup, Lord. Marriage without communication, Lord. Lord, you know without communication, there is no understanding. So, Lord, we pray and praying that you heal marriages, restore marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are in need of a better job, Lord. Open that door, Lord. Those who have no job, Lord, guide them to a person who can tell them where jobs are. They're hiring, Lord. Let them get a job making more money than they need, that they have money left over to enjoy. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those who are out there maybe having car problem right now, Lord, mechanical problems, Lord. Step in, Lord. Help in and intervene, Lord, that someone will help them. But those who are not able to get their car fixed, and those who are able, that they go to a dependable person or shop, that they get justice when they get their car repaired, Heavenly Father. There are people out there in need of a car, Heavenly Father. You are our provider, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Provide for them transportation, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you know what each and everyone else on this earth is in need of, Almighty God. So I'm asking right now that you meet each and every one of our needs, Lord. Meet each and every one of our needs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And Lord, you know what's going on in each and every one of our bodies. Some of us may have stuff going on and not aware of it, Heavenly Father. Oh, we're asking you to fix whatever is going on, Lord, because you are a healer, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 you are a way maker, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you are, Heavenly Father. We're praying for those that are incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Let them find rest while they're where they are, Heavenly Father, until it's time for them to be released, Lord. Lord, you got some that praying and standing on your word that they will be released, Heavenly Father, that's believing in you, Lord. And you said all it takes is a faith the size of a mustard seed, Lord. So, Lord, we pray that you open those doors and let them out, Lord, because there is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There is nothing you cannot do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father. So once we pray, we know it's done, Lord. And it's done not on our time, but on your time, Lord, because sometimes when we receive things, it might not be our time and we miss out, Lord. We receive it and it may not speak because it might not be our time. So give them patience, Lord, for whatever we're waiting on. And those that have been waiting a while, Lord, you know, sometimes people wait many years before they can see their miracle, their blessing. So, Lord, we're praying that you move them next in line for a miracle, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying that you speak to us more and more. Let us hear your voice more and more. And those who cannot identify your voice, Lord, let them know who you are when they speak to you, Lord. Oh, yes, that they know who you are when you're speaking, Lord. Lord, and I just praise you, Lord, for all you've been doing through this prayer, praise, and deliverance line, even through the texts that text in for prayer requests, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for the first responders, Lord, that comes on the scene when there's a situation, Heavenly Father. Continue strengthening them, Lord, and keep them touching their heart that they continue being eager to help people. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, there is no one like you, no one like you, Lord. And we asking that you open doors for us, Heavenly Father, that need to be open, Lord. Praying that you shut doors that need to be shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And continue showing grace and mercy on us, grace and mercy, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just ask you to work in our good for our life, Lord. Lord, and we just praise you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, and we just pray for those that come to the line that says nothing, Lord. If they don't give their name, Lord, we know that they are included and they are agreeing with us, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for everybody that comes here to praise you, Lord, and to agree with one another, Lord, because we love you so, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just want to say continue, Lord, touching us, Lord, when we need to be touched, Lord, and speaking to us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we want to magnify your love in our life. Magnify more and more your love in our life, Heavenly Father, in our relationship with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't still can praise you enough for all you've done for us and done in this world, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we just ask you to continue healing this world, of ridding this world of this COVID. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And all other things that may be going on in this world that's causing harm to our health that we're not aware of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And Lord, we'd just like to say thank you. Thank you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for who you are in our life, Lord, and what you are doing in our life. All that you have done in the past that we're not aware of, what you're doing for us right now as we're on this line, and what you're doing for us in the future. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just say, Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the little kids that's out there, Lord, that may be suffering, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason it is, Heavenly Father. We're praying for those that are in the nursery home, Heavenly Father, even live alone, the elderly people, Lord, that don't have family to take time to see them or don't even have family, Lord. Lord, you know family is not always blood. Because we are family in your kingdom, Lord. So put people in their path, Lord, to fill that void, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 to fill that void, Lord. And we're praying for businesses, Lord, that businesses that may be slipping back down financially or without clients, Lord, or whatever the situation that might hinder that business for seeing above what they're asking, Lord. We're asking you. We're praying for businesses right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying for businesses. Oh, yes, Lord, that you lift them up more past than they ever asked, Heavenly Father. And we're praying for churches, Heavenly Father, the congregation is very small, but because he's a mighty, those pastors are mighty men of God, they continue to teach your word. To preach, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And we're praying for them, Lord, that you build them churches up, Lord, with congregations, Lord. Those that need churches that need a financial blessing, Lord. Bless that church financially, Lord, because there's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that impossible, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So, Father God, we just want to connect this prayer that's been prayed already and those that are being prayed after And those that are being prayed at this hour, no matter whether they're in the United States or in other countries, we connect in all prayers with Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, forgive us, everybody we are praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our power and our kingdom and our glory, Heavenly Father. And we all agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for these prayers. Our Sister Gladys and Sister Marie, we appreciate it. And the encouragement from our Sister Gladys this morning. So let us just all come in. We're going to just give God some praise. We will not petition at this time. We're going to just thank the Lord for everything that comes to your mind. So let's lift our voices right now to the King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, we just praise you this morning.
Yes, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. I just praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus died on the cross for my sins,
morning, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord God. Lord,
And he got into an altercation. He ran out to his car to get away from the fight, and at the time he was intoxicated. And as he sped away from the scene, he ran into a tree. The boy died as a result of the accident, and his father regretted having told the boy that that was the last time he would get him out of jail. He did not know that he was speaking prophetically about the fact that he would not be able to get his son out of jail anymore. And my point is, what you speak into the atmosphere can and will come to pass. And so many of us, I know there are many of us on this prayer line who speak good words, and you're sharing good words, and you're encouraging one another. And that is awesome that we do that, because the word tells us that iron sharpens iron. Now, there are many examples in the Bible of people speaking and believing what they said would come to pass. So I'm going to read in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 30. So as I'm reading through, as I'm sharing these scriptures, you can take notes and write down the scriptures and go back and reread and just let the word just increase your faith in the Lord. And let the word be a part of your life. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 through 30. So 18 says, while he spake these things, and let me just say a little bit about this chapter 9. Jesus was doing many wonderful things, and during the course of the time he was here on this earth, he would go from city to city. He fed the many people, 5,000 people he fed one time. He was in the boat at another time, and he was preaching from the boat. So he was doing many miracles and things while he was in this earth. And there were people who heard about what he was doing, and there were many people would come and try to find him wherever he would be so that they could get what they needed from him. So as we see here in Matthew chapter 9, verse 18, it says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Now this ruler has faith, and spoke out into the atmosphere what he believed. He talked to Jesus, telling Jesus that he knew that if Jesus would come, that his daughter could be healed. So he spoke out what he believed would happen. And so we have to look at these things as we hear the word of God, as we see the word of God, as we read the word of God, that if God did work when Jesus was on this earth, he is still able to do those things in this day and age. The word of God tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't physically have him on this earth, but he's here in the spirit. And right now he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's interceding on our behalf. So when you speak out some words and you're calling on the name of Jesus, we know that he can hear you, and he's able to do the things that we believe him to do. So verse number 19 says, and Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. So this woman believed Jesus could heal her. She pressed her way through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She wanted to be healed. And she said within herself that she would be whole if she would just touch the hem of his garment. So she had faith. And so we, as a body of Christ, as a people of God, we must have faith too. I know that many times when we first come to Jesus Christ and we're just learning about what God can do, we have the zeal. We are just all just ready to just take what the word says and run with it and do what it says do. But during the course of the time that we're a part of the body of Christ, sometimes we just get a little stale, and it's not like we have that fervor. It's not like we have that zeal like we did when we first came to Jesus Christ. So, you know, sometimes we need to get a recharge and get that extra zeal back into our spirits to have the faith to believe. And many times I think about my mother, oh my God, and well, my dad too, but my mother was just a feisty one, and she was just on fire. My daddy, you know, both of them prayed, and they had us come into the room, and they would pray with us and have us around the bed, and we would pray together as a family. And so they were instilling in us the things that we could use as we went through life. And so, you know, my mother would speak, and there were times I would call my mother and ask her to pray for certain situations. And my dad, you know, a lot of times I would be at work when I was working. And I remember in particular one time I was in Jacksonville, in the Jacksonville area, and I was having an issue with some things in the office. We were about to have a meeting, and I remember going over there and calling my mom and dad, and we prayed on the phone. When I got back to the office and we had the meeting, it was like the whole meeting had shifted. The things that people were trying to do were just changing for the better. I mean, that hostility was no longer there. So, and then there were times when I remember Pastor Scholastica and I, we worked in the same building, and also another a friend of ours, Marika, we would all be working in the same building, and sometimes we would call each other and know that there was something going on in our offices, and we would just pray with each other and encourage one another, and we would see God work so wonderfully. And so it's important that we know that when we speak out, we believe, and we will see what God can do. We will see God doing great and awesome things when we believe his word and we speak his word. And so many times I share that we have to speak the word of God in our prayers. That is a major thing that helps our prayers to be answered, because we're repeating to God what he has said. You know, many times I hear people praying, even in some of our churches, they don't even use the word of God. And then they're wondering why some things are not happening. But when you speak the word of God in the prayer, and I hear many of us on this prayer line just speaking the word of God during the course of your prayer, and that is so awesome, because that is one of the reasons why we see the miracles, the signs, and the wonders on this prayer line. And I thank God for that. So God heard this woman, and even as she spoke, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And so we're back here in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse number 22. It says, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. It is the faith that she had, that if she would just touch his garment. And that was just what she thought in her mind, in her heart. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. And many of us, you know, I tell you to reach out in faith and touch the hem of his garment in the spirit. Just reach out and believe that as you're reaching out to the Lord, that God is right there and he can do what you need him to do. There are so many scriptures in the Bible that speak to whatever situation you may need God to help you with. So we're going back to the Bible, Matthew chapter 9, verse 23. And it says, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Verse 26 says, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. This evidence that the ruler had faith, he had spoken what he believed before Jesus got to the man's house. He believed that if Jesus would get there, that his daughter could be healed. And so he had evidence of that faith before Jesus even arrived at the house. And then one thing I want to point out right here is that there were people in the house, in this ruler's house, who did not believe. Jesus had to put them out. And as we see that, Jesus had to put these people out of the house because they were disbelieving, they were just scorning him and laughing at what he was about to do. And there are times when you have to keep your issue to yourself or hook up with some people who you know have faith just as you do. There are some people that don't believe the way we believe. There are some people who don't believe that God still can heal, that God can still bring about change in your finances, that God can still bring about a deliverance in marriages, that God can still change the heart of the judge when you go to court. But we have to put some of those negative people out of our lives. So don't let negative words from people keep you from getting your blessings. So this right here, I mean, God just shows us so much in his word of how we can trust him and how we need to do our lives in a certain way so that we can see what God has spoken in his word to come to pass. So, okay, let's get back to Matthew chapter 9. We're here in verse number 27. And it says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. So the blind men had faith in Jesus. In fact, they were chasing him down pretty much. They were determined to get their healing. They followed him, crying out to him because they knew that he could heal them. They knew his reputation for being able to heal people. And so we as a body of Christ can do as they did, cry out to the Lord, follow his word, even just grab a hold of your faith and say, Lord, I believe that you can heal my body. Lord, I believe that you can save my children. Lord, I believe that you can help my husband you can help my wife, that we can come together and be the men and women of God, to be that kind, have a good family life, that we can have peace in our home. So we have to have that faith. You know, the word tells us if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and the mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea. There's so much, I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, and you know this and I know this, that if we just live the word of God, grab a hold of the word of God and speak that word of God for our lives. I tell you, you know, we can take the word of God. Here, let me just read another scripture. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 8 says, For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And so many times we have to ask the Lord for certain things to come into our lives, but then there are times you have to go out and do something in order to see those things come to pass. You can't just be sitting at the house. You say, I'm looking for a job, and you know that you have to go and apply for a job. The job is just not going to come to you. I mean, there could be a miracle. We don't discredit the fact that God can do a miracle in your life. But many times you have to go and do what you need to do. I'm thinking of, I believe it was Naaman, who needed to be healed, and he was supposed to go to the river and wash himself in the river. He didn't want to go to the river that the little girl told him to go to. He wanted to go to a clean river that, because of his position, he felt like he needed to go to the place where he wanted to go. But when you are given a directive by God to do something, we need to do what he says do so that we can get that change. When you need to get that job, you go and apply for the job. When you need to get some money from the bank, you have to go to the bank and get the money. In fact, you need to have some money to put in the bank. And so you have to have that job, first of all, or have some kind of business, and God will bless those businesses that are out there. Just keep on trusting in the Lord and thanking God that he is expanding and enlarging your business, that your business will explode beyond what you could even ask or think, that you will have some extra people who will be working for you, that you will be the leader of that business. You have to speak what you believe God can do for you. He says that the word tells us that the Lord gives us the power to get wealth. He's the one that gives us that power to get wealth. He's the one that gives you the ideas that you have to open up that business. And even on the job, there are times when God will give you the wisdom to be able to help with the problem, and then the people will see that you did that particular thing, and then God can elevate you even on the job. There are just so many different things that you can look at in your life and see God work things out for you. And when you're looking for a different job, there's maybe some things happening on the job that you're on, and you need to find another job. You just keep believing and looking for that job and declaring that you're going to get that job, and even speak to the devil and tell the devil to get out of your way, that he will take his hands off of your life so that you can see the manifestation. We have to use different tactics against the devil to keep him from hindering what God has for you. We know that the enemy is out there, but we have the power through the word of God. We have the authority through the word of God to do what God says that we can do. We have that authority, but we have to use the authority and know that God is the one who can help us in every situation and every circumstance. And so let me just read, I have another scripture that I want to read. It's Matthew chapter 21 and 22. And it says, "In all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And so when you pray, don't have doubt. And many times I think about a situation when I was in Jacksonville, and I was praying for some people in the church, and this one particular person came up and asked for prayer, told me that they were having a situation. And so we prayed, and I was just believing with this person that God was going to help. And so after church, we were talking, and this person told me, "Well, you know, things have been going a certain way in the job, and I don't believe that it's going to happen." Well, you basically nullified the prayer because you are in disbelief. You can't say, "God, I ask you to help me," and then you say, "God, I don't think it's going to happen." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That is the scripture. That is one of the main scriptures for our fast this week. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We're going to see what we say. We have to say what you believe God to do. In the words that you say, those things can come to pass too. And so we want to say what God says. We want to say what the word says so that we can be in a place not only to help ourselves but to help other people. When we are blessed, we want to reach out and help somebody else and you know, let them know that God can help you too. God can do the work in your life that you need done in your life. And so these things are what we're believing for, the things that God has spoken in his word. In the book of Exodus, if you need healing, Exodus 15 and 26 says, "And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." That is a scripture on healing. There's so many different ways that we can look at the word of God different scriptures that we can read or that we can speak concerning healing. Removal of fear. There are people who are fearful and unbelieving. And if you look at Psalms 23, verse 4, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And so we know that the Lord is with us, and we will not have to be fearful and unbelieving. And many times when I'm at the end of the prayer line, I'm making these declarations, and you have to receive these declarations because they are from the word of God. In the book of Luke chapter 1 and 28, it talks about favor. And it says, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And so if God was speaking to someone in the Bible, he's speaking to us today. Whatever it is that you need in your life, whatever it is that you desire in your life, just trust the Lord. Read a scripture. If you can't find the scripture, call somebody who you know knows the word of God. And even if you can't find somebody, you can really search these things on the internet. The internet is wide open. You can go in there and put in something that you need God to help you with, and he will help you to get that scripture that you need for your life. So during our fast and on an ongoing basis, we want to continue to keep our loved ones in prayer, especially those who are not saved. Not only our loved ones, but we continue to pray for people around the world that they will come to the body of Christ and be a part of this kingdom, be a part of what we're doing and preparing for eternity. Eternity is a very long time. It's a place where we want to be with God. When we leave this earth realm, we want to rise up with him. We want to live with him forever. We don't want to go to hell. And so we don't want other people to go to hell. But people have their own minds and they make their own decisions. But we can certainly pray that God will help them, that the devil himself will be removed from their lives so that they can get to God. You know, the devil sometimes is blocking people's judgment and keeping them deep in the depths of sin and in despair. But we know that we can see God working things out as we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning. I pray, Lord, that we have received what you have spoken, oh God, that we have heard your word, oh God. We will live your word, oh God. We will not just be hearers, but we will be doers of your word. We will work your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for each and everyone who's here, Lord, those who wanted to be here who could not make it. We just pray, God, today that we will continue to rise up in you, O God, as an edifice higher and higher. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, my God, I speak right now that the healing spirit is taking over right now, healing the minds, healing the hearts, healing the hurts, oh God, healing the pains, oh God, in the bodies, oh God, in the relationships, oh God. We just pray, God, today that relationships will get better in our marriages, oh God. Those who are married, oh God, we pray for peace, oh God. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, oh God, keep us all in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you, oh God. Lord, across this world, oh God, we need peace, oh God. We need peace within our countries, oh God, within our governments, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, God, today that those, oh God, who are troubled, oh God, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God. Lord, help us to have that opportunity. And when we have that opportunity to seize the moment, oh God, and redeem the time, oh God, so that others can come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. So as we're at the top of the hour, I make a declaration this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that our prayers are sealed and covered by the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we are sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree that we have been given power to get wealth. Businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. There are those who will receive millions of dollars. There are those who will receive hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars. And even as Jesus spoke, he says, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. I decree this morning that we will resist the devil and he will flee. In the name of Jesus, I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. We are the lender and not the borrower, and I hope that you really get that in your spirit. I make a declaration. We are the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We love God and keep his commandments in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for the angels that are here today. I thank God for everyone who continues to sow into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you're sowing into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some a 60-fold, and some a 100-fold. And one of my favorite scriptures is Deuteronomy 1:11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more than what you are right now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So as we're leaving, I just want everyone to know that I love you. Thank you so much for loving me back. We will continue to share the love of God wherever we go. Love those who are hard to love. Love your enemies. Heap coals on top of their heads and see God make change in your life, in your neighborhood, in the schools, and around the world in Jesus' name. So everybody have a beautiful day. We look forward to hearing and seeing you on tomorrow. And we will continue to rise in the Lord as an edifice higher and higher. Amen. Once again, I love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.